Hello, hello, and welcome to yet another episode of your darling podcast, The Candid Takes Podcast. I remember your friend, your brother, Olubenga Oyeniran. And today I won't be doing this alone as we continue in our consideration of the social media university. I'm with my friend, my sister, my boss in this social media business, none other than Deborah Olumumi herself. Deborah, you're welcome to the Candid Takes Podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. The part of that, I'm your boss. Please, 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 I'm not too.
See, yeah, you will accept it like that because way past.
No. You know that you're my boss right from UI. So thank you so much for this privilege. I'm not taking it for granted at all.
You're welcome. Straight to it. So we've been on this for a while now. This is the third series in the episodes that we've been having on Social Media University. And basically, it's about trying to help people understand how deep, you know, this can be beyond all the fun that we want to catch, all the crews, and all of that. And I just, you know what? See, it's good to just bring in the professionals here. Let them come and talk from of experience. And I'm so grateful that you honored the invitation at such short notice. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome, sir.
So I want to start off this way and just ask you, what are the things that you would say a person should consider before even going on social media? Is there like a starter pack, as it were, that you could hand over to somebody and say, oh, you want to become active on social media? This is from me to you from the bottom of my heart. Anything like that?
Okay. Oh, well, what I would just really like to say is that nobody should just jump into social media because it is social media. I mean, we all have data, we all subscribe, but that doesn't mean that we would succeed in course in the field of social media. Now, the person should sit down. What do I really want to do? Why do I really want to do social media? Because this will go a long way to define how much you stay put to what you've decided to do on socials and your level of consistency. Because you can just burn out. You can think, you know, most times we think, it has happened to me several times, such that I venture into something thinking, oh, I know how to do this thing. Or because my friend said, Debbie, you're a very good person at doing this. You're very good at doing this, rather. But I never really counted the cost. I just jumped into it, not knowing that it's a whole new field, and it's not just about Shebi, I used to post on Facebook now and I used to have 100 likes. It's not about having 100 likes. It's about okay, what do you really want to do? What value do you really want to offer? Because people want to have a reason why they should stay put to your channels. People want to know the reason why your handle or your account should be what they should go after with their data. People don't just want to waste their time. Some people post memes and people laugh. I have people like that on my contact list, and sometimes I mute their statuses when it's getting too much. Other times I want to relax, so I know the person whose status I should go to. So things like that, you should sit back. Okay, how much value do I want to add to people? Why am I doing this? Am I doing it for the money? Am I doing it because I really have interest in it? You should just sit down and count the cost before you venture into it. Because counting the cost, you know, even the holy book said, which man would want to build a house and not force it and count the cost? You have to count, okay, how many bricks or block are we going to use? How much are they selling cement now? I don't even have an idea. How much are we going to spend? is this going to, how will the house look like? Because I can't just say, well, I want to build a house and then I call the surveyor, sell me land and anyone doing it. And I just say, I want to build a house. No, you have to sit down. What kind of house do you want to build? Is it a duplex? Is it a bungalow? Is it 2-bedroom flat? Is it self-contained? So before we venture into something, before you venture into social media, sit down. What do you really want to do? And what do you intend to gain out of it so that you can measure growth?
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. I pick one thing, to count the cost. To count the cost. And my next question then, what is the cost of success on social media?
Oh, well, the cost of success on social media is, well, I don't want to, it's in different parts. But one of the costs is consistency. And another thing is time. You have to give it time because you are not just going to start and blow that same day. And you can get intimidated very quickly, especially in social media space. When you begin to follow some set of people and you're like, ah, this person posts something and in a matter of 15 minutes, that person has 1,000 likes. Ladies I follow on Facebook, and there's two of them actually. They are very good with words. And then they will post, it's a Christian, they are Christians, and they post, their post is majorly about God and all of that. And within 20 minutes, oh my God, I'm seeing sometimes 500 likes. And I'm like, but then they did not, I had to calm down and say, Debbie, these ladies did not start today. There were times, funny enough, one of them goes by the name Deborah. There were times when they put up stuff and nobody liked it. There were times when they probably would have run out of content. Even the people we see, there's a particular lady on Instagram, social media Olga. She's very good. So there were times when they put up posts, nobody really knew them, but they gave themselves, I believe they gave themselves to the process of learning. So when one of the things that would give us success in this social media space is that you have to calm down and be ready to learn. When you calm down, you're learning, you're taking your time. Even though you're still putting up stuff, you are consistent in it, you're showing up every day. Same way you go to work every day, even if it is raining. Why? Because you signed an agreement with your boss. And you know something, Uncle Benga, I've come to realize that working for yourself is the hardest.
Wow.
Yes. Hey. I'm serious. So there are times when I have Facebook. I have a Facebook page, a personal Facebook page. Then I have Facebook pages of other people that I manage. I mean, those people don't need to call me before I put up posts. But my own, oh my God, will be dragging and say, because there's really nobody to. So working for yourself is the hardest, and you can get discouraged. But one thing is, if you really want to be successful in this social media space, you have to take your time, learn. Even though you're learning, you're still putting up posts, you're still giving value. And you are not just trying to be like any other person. You're finding your voice. Because, one other thing I would like to say is try to find a niche. Like, for instance, you know, when people, let me use digital marketing as a reference point, because digital marketing is wide and vast. And under it, we have social media marketing. We have email marketing, we have SEO, we have Google Ads, we have, what else again, sir? We have them copyright. Like that, a number of copywriting, thank you. Why do I keep forgetting copywriting? Maybe because I'm always scared of it.
it's the one that has money.
I'm just scared of it, basically. Copywriting, content creation. So you can play around all these things. You can feel like, this person is so good at email marketing. And you say, let me jump on email marketing. And you see that it's not this. Then you run back to content creation. And maybe someone asks you to prepare a content calendar. And you think, I can do it. But you know what is happening, you burn out. You are not even done with it. You know, the first place I ever worked, my first job ever, like after NYSC, I had to work as a social media manager. And I did not start with just managing one page. I started with managing 36 pages. Yes. Only me. I thought I was going to die. And the 36 pages included 12 Facebook pages, 12 Twitter accounts, 12 Instagram handles.
Wow. Because,
yes. And it was just an opportunity. I just thought, let me just try it out. I just learned. I think I just got certified by Google then. So I was not really, I just opened the page. I was just really still roaming about the street of social media. And then I applied, and then they picked me, and the company was just trying to start up all over again, so they needed someone that would help them take care of everything. And I thought I could do it, but it was hectic. So it was really hectic. And if there was no zeal, because really it's not about the payment, it's not about the money. I said it's not about the money, it's not about the payment. Because mental stress, I don't like mental stress. I think physical stress is better than mental stress.
For you.
Yeah, at least I know physical stress. Last, I will use paracetamol. But mental stress, you know, feel sleep because you are thinking, what else? What next? So one of the things that can, and then at the same time, you feel like, my mate are moving on. This person, she's just 23 years old. She's just 24 and she's already doing so much. You don't know if she has been learning it for the past 5 years. And for you as a person, probably you find it easy to find your way around Facebook or Instagram. And someone else is doing YouTube. Don't go and jump on YouTube because the person had 1,000 subscribers in a month. You would be shocked that all your gra will be in the mud. So to really attain success on the street of social media, you have to take your time, learn. Even though in social media there's this thing that we know, we've come to learn. I personally have come to learn is that you learn on the job. You keep learning, no matter how you say. It's just like English language. That's why I don't like English language as the first year. Today they will say you have to add S as suffix. Tomorrow they say no, it's prefix. Next tomorrow they say it's not as and it's all sand. I'm tired of that. So are you telling me 4 years I spent in a prestigious university, learning or studying English language was a waste because I had to keep getting updated. So it's just like that. You learn on the go, you learn on the job. And so as you learn, you provide value. And then, there's one thing that pisses me off when I see, not because it's not good, but when I see people, you just learn something today and the next day, you already put up a design and say you're doing masterclass. Masterclass of what you don't do. Exactly. Masterclass of what? I mean, masterclass of what you've not learned to do. So you have to count the cost and really take your time to learn. So as you're learning, you're providing value and then you're measuring growth. So those are one of the ways, or those are some of the ways you can attain success. I hope I've not said plenty things.
No, you've actually educated us. So I was thinking of this book, and you've said so much about somebody that wants to succeed on social media, and then it just dawned on me that what if all I just there is catch crews? What would you say to the person who doesn't have a social media plan or agenda, so to speak? Someone who just gets data, comes online and does this today, does that tomorrow, and doesn't really have a plan. What do you say to people in that category?
Okay, to people in that category, first, do you want to keep wasting your data, or you want to make money out of the data you are burning? Because, okay, I learned something new today. It was in church. My pastor was talking about the estimate of how much Nigerians spend on recharge card per month. And it was going to billions of naira. I was shocked. And he said, the day he heard it like this, he just started making resolution. Oh, yeah. it's not a must to call, is it?
It's not.
Recharge card, not to talk of data and all the other things. So, do you want to keep wasting? Because I had to come to that point too. If all I want to do is catch cruise, then it's no problem. I can catch cruise. But I can also catch cruise and make some cool money. I can catch cruise and actually give people value. For instance now, not even for instance now, one thing that social media is tilting to is the fact that you don't just come to educate people, entertain them also, no matter your brand.
Bring you a little bit of fun.
Exactly, because people are tired. Nigeria is stressful.
it really is.
Yes, it is. So no matter what you're trying to no matter what, you know, there's this particular guy I stumbled on his Facebook ads. He's an email marketer. So I stumbled on his Facebook ads, and it was one of the best ads I've ever seen. It was he made a video of it. Yes, he made a video of himself. I think his name is Ayodeji Olumose or something. And it was just so funny and educating. And then I had to subscribe, even though I don't have any business with what he's doing. But I just had to, I was compelled. I had to subscribe that. Okay. Oh yeah, I feel my information. Let's see what this guy has in store. And then the first email he was going to send to me, you can't see his email and just scroll past. It's a lie.
Wow.
Yes, he's quite good. You can't see his mail. You can't see his right. You would read to the end, and if you are not self, if you have self control, you will buy what he's selling.
That's really good.
Yes, there was another one I think I stumbled upon. I think it was by a Jimmy, and then it was trying to it the way he structured it. It was just so funny yet educative, and it's really captured his information. Now, if you want to catch cruise, there's no problem about catching cruise. Some people started all this Ninja Savage, all this Yaba Left Online, all this, you know, all this all this Twitter accounts now that gives all these memes.
Yeah.
Yes, funny stuff. Yeah. So all these savage replies and all that. Now, and felt like, well, why should everything, this life, we cannot come and kill ourselves. Any savage response, any this, any that, we are just going to post it. And they bring it out of, and you know, over time, they became known, and it looks like meme business blew. Because actually, would you go, I think you go by a day and not see a meme.
True, very true.
In, on someone's status. And so, and they, even though they send out memes, they are still educating people. For instance, now, one person I'm starting to like also is Aprocodoctor. What's his name now?
Yeah, Dr. Chinonzo.
Exactly. You know, the way he speaks, the videos he makes, the way he attacks you, and you just have to, you just have to listen to that correction. Because, yeah. But even though it's dealing with life matters, serious matters, he presents it in such a way that it's so funny and it's so relatable. So you can be funny, you can catch cruise, but if you really want to make something out of the catching cruise, if you really want to catch cruise and carry other people along, there's no problem. The social media space is for you. You can even get, you know, do you notice when banks start dissing each other?
Yeah, I remember that period.
It was crazy. I don't, whoever is behind those tweets, I don't know, but they must really have some set of crazy guys behind them. There was one I saw. It says, you don't have to listen to the same song. Try something new. Mm. And it was a logo of Samsung, same song. I'm like, seriously? Ah. Yes, now.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Exactly.
Same song.
And they use Samsung logo and font type. And it was just so funny. I'm sure many of us are waiting for Samsung's reply.
Yeah, there must be a legal implication of that. Ah, that's below the belt though, for me. I don't know, that's below the belt. But let's see how it goes. Because the bank was then, it was so crazy at the point, if I'm not mistaken, maybe CBN had to step in.
Wow.
At that point. But it was really getting messy. I think one of the banks, Sterling Bank then, had to later apologize.
Wow.
You know, start and all that. And Twitter guys, they don't send you. They were catching their phone.
Of course.
And then later on, it went off totally, you know. But it.
Yeah.
Good. You've said so much, actually. You said so much about success. You've said so much about. I like the part where you said if you're just catching cruise on social media, then what's the use of your data that you're spending money on? On end of final note, what would you advise anybody on learning safety?
I ask this because of all the painful stories we've read in recent history.
Under a week ago, I think, I was on Twitter and this lawyer talked about a case they just said. And basically, the lady who was involved in the case met a guy on social media. 2 days after she met this guy, she went to visit the guy. And unfortunately, he raped her. He raped her. He put on the generator so that there'll be enough noise. And And it was terrible. It was terrible. Wow. So there's a lot happening. We also have the case of the lady from Akwa Ibom who was looking for a job and she went, I think that's Eni Umoren, you know, went for that supposed interview. And then the next we know she's dead. So from your own little exposure, how would you advise people concerning safety on the social media space?
Oh, well, the issue of safety is something that has been there for a long time. Because I could remember the story of one Cynthia. I don't know if you can remember. If you can remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was so many years ago. The Cynthia lady went to a guy's house, traveled down, blah, 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 and she was killed and all of that. Well, about safety on social media, I wouldn't say people should not make friends on social media. I've had wonderful friends on social media. There are some friends I made on social media till date, I've not set my eyes on them. But the way we relate, you would think we are family members. We call ourselves, we chat on WhatsApp because I don't really do well chatting through Messenger, via Messenger on Facebook. So we chat on WhatsApp, we linked ourselves to other people. And funny, there's even a particular guy, he linked me with someone else and an older friend. And myself and the older friend have seen ourselves like several, like maybe two or three times. And myself and the initial guy, we've never seen.
You've not seen.
Yes, we've not seen. This my friend, Samson is from Benue State, is the owner of Ecclesia Global. And we met on Facebook and like play, after 3 years of being friends on Facebook, he came to serve in Ibadan. And we got chatting. Yes, we got chatting, and that's how he started coming to our church. And he helped us out with so many stuff on social media, in our media department and all of that. He's getting married by December, and I wish we could all fly down to Makurdi to celebrate with him. But that is like 2 out of 50 cases. You can't really predict people. Even though you make friends on social media, you interact with people, even in business, some people you pay, you know this, what I ordered versus what I got. Exactly. You order something, they give you something else and all of that. So it's just about, number one, using your discretion. People are not like you. Not everybody has a good heart. So you are meeting somebody for the first time. Your friendship is not even up to a week. Somebody you've never set your eyes upon, already traveling down to go and see him or her. Why do you want to kill yourself on kindness? Because it has no explanation, sincerely. It's just something that common sense should tell everybody, even young ones rather. So you should not just put all your trust on someone because we already chat now, we like to catch cruise together. Okay, for instance, during the NSAS protest, many people met. There was a series of prayer walks and there was a series of protests. People met, and how did it start? It started on the street of Twitter. And then it looks like I've never seen Nigerians so bonded like that. People met real time friends through that. Some people got married to the person they went to protest or prayer walk with.
Wow.
Yes, I saw pictures. But that is just like 2 over 50 out of the cases. So you should not, because okay, I just met this person. We have the same language. We talk together, we flow together. So I'm trusting him with my money, I'm trusting him with my life, I'm trusting that. Doesn't work that way. This is Nigeria. You have to shine your eyes and allow your senses, the spirit of God, and then your senses to guide you. Don't just jump on anything, jump on any offer. Because it's even as bad as people create pseudo landing pages, very like fake landing pages, and then you pay your money and then they carry your money away. So it's not just about lives now, but also your properties, your finance. You should be careful when you're on the street or social media. And then, okay, on a final note now, also be careful of what you post. Be careful of jumping on trends. Because the social media never forget. When you blow one day, they'll just come and bring it out. Say, we're not the one that released. They'll remind you, you released news some years ago, so you're not. There's a particular guy, there's a short clip I saw recently on someone's status. The guy went for auditioning. Yeah, I don't really know. And then people that were there, I think all these secular artists were there to interview the guy, and they were asking him, are you not so on Twitter that said bad things about almost all of us that are judges here? And the guy could not say anything. Obviously, that's the end of the audition. Yes, one of the artists was telling me that, why not say it to our face right now? Why? He just wanted to be popular. Oh God, he jumped on the trend. I want to be popular. Be careful. Like you said, when we started, they go and check your social media profiles. This person that we want to accept into our company, is this person a sane person? Is this person okay? Has this person said anything against our company before? So those are the things we should, even though we are catching cruise and we are doing a lot of stuff on social media, we have to be very careful. In our relationship with people, where we jump on trends. Thank you.
Okay. Well, what if I told you that 31 minutes has passed by and it looks like nothing. It's so good. So good, learn. I knew very well that as far as this subject is concerned, it was necessary to call those who had, you know, better knowledge of it. And I thank you so much, Deborah. You've given so much value this evening, and I'm grateful. It will be a pleasure to podcast some other time again, because I know there is more. There's more that you would definitely be willing to share with us. I just want to say thank you for your time. I look forward to another opportunity where you join us to educate our minds again on any other subject that we would have you join us on. But until then, from me, Olubinga, thank you. Have a great night and bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Great. Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.